The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
All these rumors, newly single Rihanna, back together, hanging out with Drake again, and I know why. Drake is Rihanna's the glass. It's a Dana Cortez Show. What guys think? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And every woman knows that I'm kind of right.
What do you mean by that term, glass? What do you guys mean by
that? Okay, let me give you the Urban Dictionary definition of in a glass. It's a woman's fallback guy. It's a friend who's not really good enough to date, but she kept around in case all of her other options eventually fail. He was interested. Maybe they even dated. And then she put him in a friend zone because she didn't feel like that about him. And Chris Rock really explains it best.
Hold on. Before we go to Chris Rock, I thought you were talking about SNL's d*** box.
No.
Absolutely not.
Take a look inside. Is my in a box?
No, wrong box. Okay. We're talking about glass here, not
that
box.
That was a Christmas present, okay?
That was a Christmas present, totally different thing. This is a man that a woman might have went out with once, maybe twice, and she doesn't really like him the way he likes her. Chris Rock breaks it down.
Women get to have platonic friends. He's my platonic friend. I love him like a brother. He's my bud, my platonic friend. Men don't have platonic friends, okay? We just have women we haven't f***ed yet. As soon as I figure this out, I'm in there. We got some platonic friends, but I got some, but they all by accident. Every platonic friend I got is some woman I was trying to f***. I made a wrong turn somewhere and ended up in the friend zone. Oh, no. I'm in the friend zone.
See, the thing is, Rihanna just got out of a 3-year long-term relationship with a billionaire. Oh. Rihanna feeling a little down because Rihanna, as fly as she is, as dope as she is, she's still just a woman. And she's feeling a little down. So guess what? Drake really cares about Rihanna. Drake really loves Rihanna. Remember this moment when she was receiving the Vanguard Award, the Video Vanguard Award?
She's one of my best friends in the world. All my adult life, I've looked up to her even though she's younger than me. She's someone I've been in love with since I was 22 years old.
This man adores Rihanna. She knows it. She needs him to feel better about herself.
So he's being friend-zoned in front of the world.
Oh, yeah. She's going to use him. She's going to abuse him. And she's going to turn him free again.
It's been going on for like over a decade. And here's how you know he's poppy friend-zoned is because nobody's nicer to you than a guy who's trying to sleep with you. And Drake is the nicest person to Rihanna.
Oh, he's trying.
I don't even think he's tried yet.
You don't think he's had sex with her?
I don't think he's ever
yes,
done.
He has.
No
they got
way,
matching
dude.
Tattoos.
No, BFF tattoos.
Well, we actually had one of our own listeners who won a prize friend zone a guy live on the radio. You know the memes that you see out there? The meme
came You're really going to do
life.
That to this guy?
I didn't do it to the guy. God. I didn't do it to the guy. I didn't put him in a friend zone. This woman did. So I'm sitting here. I'm excited. I'm like, you won. La-da-da-da-da. Oh, so exciting. Everybody's going, whoop, 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 whoop. And then I ask her, who are you taking with you? Listen to what she says.
I'm going to bring my friend Alejandro.
She friend zoned him. She called him a friend. But we got a little deeper into this because DJ Automatic and Anthony A were like, wait a minute. This guy's your friend? We talked to her and she explains so much about what the friend zone and a dick in the glass really is.
Oh my God, I don't wish this on any man at all.
You're telling me right now, Automatic Anthony A, neither one of you has been put in the friend zone.
Oh, of course we have.
I've been friend zoned, which is why I don't wish this upon any man.
Do you know what? I hope that we can help Alejandro get out of the friend zone today.
I hope we can help women learn how to be like this woman. When we return, the call continues. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What guys think?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Rihanna, fresh off a breakup, 3 years she was with this billionaire dude, and now she's hanging out with Drake again, and the reason why is because Drake really cares about Rihanna. Drake really loves Rihanna. Drake adores Rihanna, and Drake is Rihanna's in a glass. He's the friend zone guy.
Oh, no! I'm in the friend zone!
I'm telling you now, she needs him to feel better about herself at this very moment, because Rihanna, although she's just the flyest woman on the face of the planet, she's still just a woman like the rest of us. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What guys think? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I've done it.
What have you done?
I've kept a friend around. for sad
just
days.
In case, huh?
Yeah, for sad days. A long time ago, obviously, DJ Automatic is my king. We're married, and he's my best friend. But there was a time when I knew this guy liked me very much, and he always made me feel good about myself. And I would keep him around for those lonely, low days. I would call him, we're going to have lunch, because I knew the entire hour, not only would he just make me feel better, he usually pick up the check.
Ooh.
Terrible.
I am so disappointed in you.
Automatic, get your woman.
I know. I mean, you literally used a man for a meal.
I didn't use him for the meal. I used him to help my ego. I didn't use him for the meal. But sometimes I pick up a check too.
I'll say this. As a man who's been friend zoned before, anytime you're doing it, you're less than a man.
But Anthony, you know you're in a friend zone, right? You know this.
Yeah, but you have a shooter's hope of getting out the friend zone.
Have you ever gotten out the friend zone?
Damn. That's a good question. No, I think I usually just move out. I go the opposite way, bro. I start hitting under friends. So
I got out the friend zone and into a 5-year relationship.
Oh.
Horrible idea.
Well, you're married to me, so obviously it all
you know what's a horrible
okay.
idea is both of y'all talking about your ex-relationships right now. So let's just,
real,
let's just get
upset.
Back to the
so
couple.
Let's get back. This is what happened. Our winner on the air friend zoned the guy that she's going to bring with her to the movie premiere that we gave her. Here's how the call went. Who are you bringing with you?
I'm going to bring my friend Alejandro.
Oh, what?
Oh, girl, so Alejandro's your friend.
Yes, that's my friend.
You just threw him in a friend
zone
on the radio. Like, everybody knows now that you ain't interested in Alejandro.
We're just friends.
Oh, she said it. She doubled down. She said, nah.
Can we just talk about this? Does he want to just be your friend, or is he like?
Did you friend zone
or
him?
Is he just your d- in a glass and breaking character in case
dude,
emergency?
Automatic, you're taking it to the next level, dude.
Did he like you at first, and then you friended him?
We were together, and now we're just friends.
Oh.
The reverse friend zone. That's more evil, Amaya.
Girl, he is in love with you.
Does he
if
love
he goes
you?
To movies and still hangs out with you, he's so in love with you. You need to, I don't know what you need to do, but you need to let that man off the
she
hook.
She said, oh my goodness.
Amaya, we're rooting for you. We love you as a person, but I'm rooting for my guy now, Alejandro.
Oh.
Let me tell you something, girl. I just want you to remember the words of Gangstar, X to the next, and you keep doing your thing.
Thank you. Bye.
Woo! She said Alejandro's a friend. They go to the movies. This is the Drake and Rihanna situation. I'm telling you, he loves her so much. He's willing to do anything to get out of the friend zone. He was on that show with LeBron James. The barber?
The shop. Yes.
The shop show. And he said, I want to marry her. My mom wanted me to marry her. The whole world wanted me to marry her. He still wants to marry Rihanna.
Do you think the caller is going to keep the armrest up when they go to the movie theater, or is the armrest coming down?
Armrest comes down. She's got to keep his hopes up.
Oh! You're so evil!
What guys think? Have you ever been put in the friend zone? Are you in the friend zone right now? And ladies, I just admitted it. Who you got in your
Every
friend zone?
Every woman does that.
Who you got in your friend zone? 833 Dana Show. I don't think it's a bad thing, because if a man is in a friend zone, he knows he's there, agreed or not. He knows he's
no,
in the friend zone.
You don't always know you're in the friend zone.
DJ Automatic, you just said that you were in the friend zone for 5 years and you ended up in a relationship.
I was in the friend zone and I broke out like a Superman.
And you knew you were in that friend zone.
Google Maps don't work in a friend zone, okay? Google Maps don't work in a friend zone.
Call the Dana Cortez Show now. It's What Guys Think. We're continuing this conversation online. Follow Dana Cortez Show on Facebook, at Dana Cortez on Instagram. We'll be right back, y'all.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A retiring English teacher has been fined for repeated park pooping. It is the WTF story. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Ay, ay, ay. This WTF on the Dana Cortez show, though. So a Wisconsin man who was cited for regularly defecating in a public park over a period of 2 years has admitted that his excuse for doing so was pretty crappy. So this guy's name is Jeffrey S. Churchwell. He told the Wisconsin police that he let his thrill-seeking, self-indulgent pride and ego both get the best of him. As a result, the 60-year-old suspect was cited for disorderly conduct and agreed to pay a $365 fine plus $5,705 to the county public works department to reimburse them for the stains he left behind.
Oh, my God.
He should have paid double. That doesn't even sound like enough money to have to pick up after a human being.
That's gross. That's disgusting. These farmer markets are getting a little too organic for my taste.
So you might be wondering, how did they catch Mr. Churchwell? This guy is a professor, by the way. How did they catch him pooping? They caught him on camera multiple times. At first, the high school English teacher, who is officially retiring later on this month, told officers who pulled him over that he didn't know why he was being stopped. But after deputies asked if he'd like to see pictures of why he was pulled over, he hung his head and said, going to the bathroom.
What makes somebody want to do that in the park for 2 years?
Taco Bell.
Now, this gets bad because, remember, they got this guy on camera. So at first, Professor Churchwell told police he'd only been pooping at the park since summer. But later, he had to admit he'd been dropping deuces for more than a year. The professor later sent an apology email to the deputy who arrested him and said he realized he made a mistake.
The nerve of that man thinking it's going to be all good with an email.
I wish I was his student just so I could call him Professor Poop.
Here's what was inside the email. I'm so disappointed in myself. I have the great opportunity to teach political rhetoric in this class. I stress the importance of involved citizenship. And then there I am, being a lousy citizen. My hypocrisy now sickens me.
He teaches politics. No wonder he's full of shit.
It's the Dana Cortez Show. That's your WTF story. Don't miss it. We got you at this time every Monday through Friday. We'll be right back. Less than five.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
SOS, sick of single. My girl's been dating her new man for 3 weeks. They're not boyfriend and girlfriend, but y'all know Valentine's Day is coming up. Oh. Is it too soon for her to hint that she wants a gift for Valentine's Day? It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I think she needs to get that gift.
Oh. Of course she needs to get a gift. If they've been seeing each other for 3 weeks, there's
no. Dog, Valentine's Day is such a hater's holiday, okay? 3 weeks does not determine...
I'm not saying like a diamond ring or anything, but he better get her some flowers or some candy or like
Automatic,
a little teddy
I'm
bear.
I'm saying a diamond ring wouldn't be a bad idea. Everybody like a diamond ring. I'm not saying an engagement ring, but what's wrong with a diamond ring if the man can afford it?
She better have the best box in the world.
Is there a limit? If it's only been 3 weeks, is there a limit on what you should spend?
Yeah. How about this? How about we meet halfway, guy? Automatic, why are you staring at Dana?
Like, Dana yelled
at me. I was like, set a gift, and Dana was like, diamond rings.
No. No, I didn't. You said, don't get her a diamond ring.
I'll give her a fancy pearl necklace.
Oh, whoa, nasty. You know this is your husband, Dana Cortez.
What's wrong with that?
I have to live with this man. This is the man I married.
Okay, well, maybe if you get her flowers, then you could deliver the pearl necklace. Either way, what I'm saying is I think maybe like a dinner date is situation.
Yeah.
Is, no, you know what? I take it back. Have they even had a conversation? Because a Valentine's Day date is next level.
Well, they're going to have a conversation because she turned the radio on and she's listening to the show right now.
Oh, my God.
And I think there's a lot of young relationships, whether you're a week in, a day in, or a month in, that are thinking, look, maybe I'm not 100% committed to this person, but I like them enough and I want to get them a gift. I think that it should be like Secret Santa, where you put a limit on the gift.
You can't white elephant your love.
No.
Yes. Not like that. I'm talking like the money, the amount of money you spend.
Oh, okay.
Well, common sense should tell you not to spend a lot of money. It's a brand new relationship.
Well, I don't know, Automatic. When you and I were first dating, you took me on a lot of lavish dates, a lot of trips, and now you don't take me nowhere.
Well, I already got you.
Which is why she should probably go for the big gift. All right. Suggestions for a new relationship, Valentine's Day presents, gifts, date night. Call us up, 833-DATA-SHOW, and we've got a list of 5 things you could do if you're in a brand new relationship for Valentine's Day. Next is SOS Sick of Single on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Valentine's Day is only 3 weeks away. They've only been dating 3 weeks. Is it too soon for her to hint she wants a Valentine's Day gift? No, it's not. SOS Sick of Single. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So we promised that each of us would contribute an idea to what you should get someone or where you should take someone for Valentine's Day if this is a fresh, new relationship. So as a woman, I'm going to tell you that I believe the majority of women who are in these brand new relationships want flowers. Flowers are a must. Even if she says, don't send me flowers.
To the office, please.
Oh, Automatic, I've trained you so well. I have taught you so well.
Don't send them to her house.
No.
You got to send them to the office.
Send them to her job. She got to show them off to her friends.
If you want to be next level, would it deliver them yourself?
I don't know. It's kind of a new relationship. I don't know if I want my friends to see you yet.
That might be too intrusive.
It's too intrusive. She wants to say, look what a great guy I'm seeing. Upgrade to flowers, so hers are the biggest in the office.
Oh,
she
got
to have the biggest flowers.
God dang.
At the job.
You're going to drop $300 on flowers. Heads up.
For a six-week relationship? I think not.
Yes.
All right.
Come on, guys.
Well, here's what... Okay.
You asked me what we want. That's what a woman wants.
That's a lot. And I don't think you're taking a lot of financial expenses into this.
Well, here comes
Valentine's Day.
Here comes cheap Anthony A. Tell us
sure.
You're frugal.
Cheap but creative. Ask any ex-girlfriend I have. I've never missed on Valentine's Day. Okay?
Go ahead.
I would say this. As a man on Valentine's Day, what I would want is to not go into the red financially.
Okay.
So my piece of advice for the man is don't spend anything more than you've already spent on one date night. So if like your date limit has been like $80 and spend $80 on it. If you want to spend more, then understand you're taking that relationship to the next level. And if not, she will be hitting up her side guy on February 15th. That's just
I agree.
Fact.
All right, DJ Automatic, what do you think? This is a new relationship 6 weeks in. What does a guy want from a girl that he's just starting to date?
Well, I mean, they're two consenting adults. You know what they want.
Oh,
you know exactly what he
gosh.
Wants. And it's free, girl, so just give it to him.
That just doesn't sound romantic to me. As a woman, that's not romantic at all.
I get it, but it's real. That's what a man really wants.
Jeez, you guys are simple creatures. You know what? Well, I really want a diamond ring. So there, we'll post these. We'll list them now. If you're in a new relationship and you need some ideas to gift your partner for Valentine's Day, add Dana Cortez on Instagram, Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. They're up now. Y'all go check them out. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Taco Bell cravings are real. Listen to this WTF story. On a day Taco Bell was closed in Georgia, a burglar decided, you know what? I want one anyway. So he broke in, cooked himself a meal, and took a nap when he was done. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show, WTF story time. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So police are asking for the public's help. This man broke into a Taco Bell on Christmas Day. You know, hardly anything's open.
Nothing.
On Christmas Day, yeah.
Dude, it's my birthday on Christmas, and I remember one Christmas trying to buy a cucumber.
And I cucumber?
Yeah, long story.
Don't worry about it.
We're not going to get into that. But it's impossible to buy a cucumber or anything else for that matter on Christmas.
Well, apparently you can make yourself a Taco Bell meal if you break into the store. This happened at 12:15 a.m., just after it was Christmas. This man approached a Taco Bell, noticed the doors were locked. He's like, you know what? I'm just going to break through the drive-through window.
Oh.
Then surveillance video shows him using the fryers to make himself a meal. The man knew his way around a Taco Bell kitchen.
That's a Christmas feast right there.
After eating, he proceeded to take a nap on a restaurant floor. And even with surveillance video, they still can't find this man. Cops are still searching for the man to this very day.
Have you checked the bathroom stall?
I was thinking he might be like Santa Claus for real. He snuck into the place, which
okay,
is something
right.
that Santa does.
Okay.
Instead of eating cookies, he ate tacos.
Okay.
And he left them a present in that stall.
You know, I started thinking about like my favorite fast food spots. The only fast food that I'd ever go to jail for is Whataburger. Double meat, add some bacon, extra pickles, make that sucker a large, and give me a chocolate shake on the side.
Automatic?
I'm rating Subway just for the cookies.
Subway? You're going to jail for Subway?
Just for the cookies.
For a cold cut sandwich, dog?
Hey, I love myself the roasted chicken breast with some jalapenos on it and some cookies.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to go, honestly, with a Popeye's chicken sandwich. Why not?
You're going to prison for Popeye's?
Well, he wouldn't be the first.
That's your WTF story.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Man, today's Dear Dana, definitely serious. Dear Dana, my girlfriend's pregnant, but I don't want to be with her anymore. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
This is a tough one because
heavy.
It's heavy. I have three beautiful children that I love very much. And two of them are no longer in contact with their fathers by dad's choice. This is their choice to not participate. I've never been that person. I think that it's very difficult to be a child born into a world knowing that one of your parents doesn't really want you.
Wait, what? Hold on. Time out. He said he didn't want to be with the mom. He didn't say he wanted to be around
kid.
He didn't want to be with the mother.
You're absolutely right. He doesn't want to be with her. But his family and her family want them together. They think that they got to be together. And they're pretty young. I mean, they're 23 years old. Each of them are, you know, they're 23. Parents think they're old enough to have known what they were doing and that they should get married.
Yeah, but you don't want to spend the rest of your life with somebody you don't want to be with. I mean, because you have a kid with somebody doesn't mean you have to be with them, but you do have to take care of that child.
Yeah, this is tough. This is the second week in a row we're talking about a family judging a relationship. And I think at a certain point, his new happiness, which is his new life, yes, his family does matter. Yes, what he has to respect your parents and all the above. But this is your venture of your own journey, bro. Like, if you don't want to be with them, and the family pressure shouldn't matter. It's your life.
It does matter, though, Anthony. Like, automatic. As we're already grown. I already had two kids. And automatic, you know, when we get pregnant, and his mom, who's super Catholic, calls him and says, are you going to make an honest woman of Dana? As if we're children, as if we're teenagers. Because that's what she believes. And don't even lie. That aspect of your childhood, the religious aspect, it had a little to do with you wanting to get married.
No, I loved you. I wanted to get married too. And yeah, I wasn't that much older than this guy when this happened.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. I understand it. But don't tell me that didn't have just a little bit. We wouldn't have got married that soon if I hadn't been pregnant. I'm not saying that we wouldn't have, because I genuinely love you and I believe you love me. We are best friends. You're my partner for life. You're my soulmate. But it was rushed a little bit.
It was a little rushed. Yeah, because of the baby, yes. But I think with this guy, if he just... I just think if he was... They were just, you know, hanging out and she got pregnant.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a good idea just to get married for that reason.
They've been together
over a year. Oh, that's not a lot.
Well, I mean, if he doesn't want to be married to her, though, he doesn't have to be. It's just going to end up making that kid's life worse.
Hold on. Let's talk about this. Because now I'm looking at it from a different perspective. Because, like, does he not like her, the pregnant her? Like, is the pregnant version of her?
No, he has nothing to do with that. He doesn't see himself with her for life.
Okay, then, you got to be, at the end of the day, be honest. Don't be dishonest to anybody thinking you're protecting her feelings. It's going to only set her up worse in the future. I think you got to be honest with her and say, hey, look, this ain't for me. Like, I'll be here to raise this kid, but this family, this whole situation, me and you together, ain't happening. So, and accept the fact that there's going to be another man raising your kid.
Yes. That's the one thing he's going to have to come to terms with.
Yep.
You think that is something that he needs to think about?
That would mess with my mind. I would never want that to happen.
DJ Automatic and Anthony A. have given their 2 cents. Dear Dana, with my final thoughts, continues next here on The Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Dear Dana, my girlfriend is pregnant. My parents and her parents want us to get married, but I don't want to marry her. That is the subject of the message I received via my Instagram. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I'm Anthony A.
It's heavy. It brings back so many memories. You're young. You get pregnant and you don't know what to do. You're scared. And then your family is pressuring you to get married. For those of you who don't know, I had a child at 15 and I did get married.
At 15.
And there were a lot of people around us saying, get married. It's the right thing to do. It's what you should do. Although my mother allowed me to get married, because at that age you can't marry without parental consent, I do remember her telling me, this is a long time. You're 15 years old. Are you certain this is what you want to do? And at that age, I didn't know. I was like, yeah, sounded like a great idea. I was pregnant, divorced, and gave birth by the time I was 16.
What kind of wedding do you have at 15?
Just a quick one.
What was it? Where is that? Like at the car house? Or
basically
like
a quinceañera, bro.
It's like a quince, I swear. That's everybody really from high school was there. The whole town pulled up. And I was at the wedding and I told my best friend, Denise, I was like, I don't want to do this. She's like, well, you don't have to. And I said, but we already ordered a cake. And I was crying. I'm a child. I'm like, we paid for this cake.
You already ordered the cake. Might as well get married, right?
Yeah, I swear. That's what I'm thinking. I can make it work. You know, 15, you're like, oh,
did you have a wedding dress and everything?
Yeah, I had a wedding dress and everything. Like, I got married. And I want to tell this young man, at their age, they're in their early 20s, you don't have to marry this woman. In fact, you don't even have to be with her if you don't want to. But if the pressure of your family wanting you to get married is driving you away from her, don't let it. If you want to be her boyfriend, if you guys want to be together, that is your decision. Just like DJ Automatic and Anthony A. said, you are under no obligation to do anything other than provide financial support. In fact, sir, you don't even have to be in the child's life if you choose not to be.
Well,
but
you
that
should
is
be
a mistake.
Yeah.
You're going to regret it. This is hard. because I want you to want to be a part of that child's life. I want you to want to be there every day for your son or your daughter. That doesn't always happen, but you sound like a decent person. To reach out to me with that kind of question, it sounds to me like you're under a serious amount of pressure from your family to commit a lifetime to this young woman, and you're not ready for that. Don't do it. As someone who did it and divorced, don't do it if you have any kind of doubt in your mind.
And don't think you're a bad person either for feeling the way you do.
No.
I think that's a very conflicting feeling for what society puts on us to assume that we want to be there.
You're only a bad person if you don't take care of your kid.
Absolutely, 100% DJ Automatic. And without all this pressure, when you come to terms with how you feel, you may find yourself wanting to be with her. You may find yourself just enjoying the relationship and the birth of your child, and who knows what will happen in the future.
Exactly. She might meet a cool stepdad who pays half the bills anyway.
Duh.
That's what's up.
You into jokes. Dear Dana, if you ever have a message you want us to address, please hit me up on Instagram at Dana Cortez, on Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. We'll be right back. Less than five.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
My husband here, DJ Automatic, out partying, have a good time with Roddy Ricch and all his friends. And I get clowned by my girlfriend because she's like, I can't believe you let your man out without you. Girl talk here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm the very hungover DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I don't let DJ Automatic do anything. He's his own person. He can come and go as he pleases. And I thought the whole conversation was weird until I remembered I used to be that person who just thought you have to spend every waking moment with your partner or it's not real. And that's craziness right there.
So, unpack this. Okay, so Automatic was out. Automatic, your husband, Dana Cortez, for the people who may not know
yes,
what's
Anthony,
happening.
My man. Yes,
all right. And he was out getting belligerent and acting a fool, and you
foolish.
Weren't there.
Just ridiculously foolish.
I wouldn't say foolish, but belligerent, yes.
Well, I think it's fine. I mean, he said, hey, I'm going to go to the Roddy Ricch show. Didn't even ask me if I wanted to go.
Did you know what friends he was going with?
Yeah, I knew what
That's
friends
big.
He was going with.
That's big.
Of course. He told me I'm meeting this person, this person, and this person.
Because I do know some other friends that you're not that fond of his. You know
oh,
what I'm saying?
Sure.
And if he was going to go out with those friends,
it
that
wouldn't matter
person,
anyway.
That you. Guy, you would not, you would have
one
a little more comments.
One of his friends was unfaithful to his wife. And I still never policed Automatic, my husband, hanging out with him. Because at the end of the day, it is DJ Automatic's responsibility to be faithful in our marriage. It's nobody else's responsibility to, you know, be faithful but us in our relationship.
You notice how quiet I'm being?
Yeah, I noticed that.
But on the flip side, though, like a lot of people go through this. Like my best friend, my old roommate, Austin, every relationship he was in, like he could not get separate guy time away from his girl. Come to find out, it was because he didn't let her go out anywhere. Therefore,
oh,
she did it in return.
Gosh.
That's a dysfunctional relationship. You have to be your own person. You have to be able to separate and do other things. You can't just always be together. You can't. Your identity can't just be your couple.
That's so wise of you, DJ Automatic. Like you've never done that before. I've done it. I'm admitting it right now. I've been.
Oh,
in a relationship.
I mean, I kind of do it now, but.
Do you do it because I tell you not to go, though?
No.
Do you do it because you tell me not to go?
No.
Do you do it? Why? Because you're a homebody and we work all the time and our job requires us to be at the club. It requires us to be out. It's different. I've never once told you, you can't go because yada, yada, yada.
But I do have a lot of friends that's their situation.
And you tell me right now it's never happened to you in the past. Come on.
Oh, of course, yeah. But, well, to be honest, I've always just kind of, I don't care what you say. I'm going to go and do what I'm going to do.
This guy likes to act so hard.
I don't act hard.
His brothers told me he wore purple pants for a girl.
Really?
Don't sit there and tell me you've never been.
They weren't purple, they were blue.
No, they were purple.
They were magenta.
I waxed my whole torso for a girl one time. That was bad. That was the dumbest thing I think I've ever done.
So, I want to talk about why it's healthy to spend time apart. It's interesting because people always ask us, for advice on how to make relationships work. I mean, Automatic and I spend every waking moment together. We work together. And Anthony A. loves to throw out, Otto travels to DJ. He goes out of town. But it's true.
Yes.
The man literally travels for his job.
And I hate it when you guys don't get time apart because then it just makes my life difficult.
My little weekend gigs are much needed. I'm not going to lie. Because we need a break from each other.
We do. Like today, hasn't it been just lovely all day long here on the show?
Lovely's a stretch, but.
So when we come back, what I want to do is I want to talk to you about why spending time apart can actually bring you closer as a couple. This is Girl Talk. The Dana Cortez Show continues with that advice next. We'll be right back. Less than five.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Spending time apart from your partner can actually bring you closer as a couple. This is Girl Talk. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Oh, you sound a little less hungover, DJ Automatic. You're drinking soda over there.
I'm drinking this soda and it's like settling my stomach a little bit.
The 7-Up, the Vaporub. That's what you got to do. All right, so Automatic was out partying, having a great time. His hip-hop show, Roddy Ricch, got the number one song in the country. You know, he's got all this buzz. You out with your guys, taking shots, drinking vino, having a great time. One of my girlfriends hit me up because she's in a new relationship. She's like, I can't believe that Automatic is out there without you. Like, this is the hottest show. It's sold out everywhere. Oh, my gosh. And I thought, well, why?
Which one of your friends talks
I'm
like that?
I'm not telling you that. I'm not telling you none
of
that.
Let's stop it right here. I got a few more questions to ask, too, because I guess if your guy's going out for guy's night and he's drinking vino, then you probably don't have a lot to worry about. That's what y'all do on guys' night when I'm not there?
I'm not.
Last time we were taking shots of Fireball, and now you guys are sipping vino, you and the pals.
The finest wine at the restaurant.
I was out with a friend who's a wine connoisseur. Okay. He actually has... Okay, so... He has an app that he can like call a wine expert, and they'll tell him what to pair with whatever he's eating.
Right?
I swear, he called when we were at dinner.
This is what I was trying to tell you about earlier. You don't have to worry about when Automatic or your man goes out with a friend who's a wine connoisseur. But if he goes out with a person like me, who drinks warm Fireball from the handle, then you might want to follow up with them. That's what I was trying to say earlier.
I still won't. I'm still not going to do that. You know, earlier I threw Otto under the bus. I said, you wore purple pants for a girl. You know, you were so into her and you were being manipulated to a certain extent. I've been there too. I understand what it's like to honestly lose your identity because you want to keep that person so badly, right? You turn yourself and you contort yourself and you twist yourself trying to make this relationship work, spending every second and not wanting to let this person out of your sight because you're jealous and you know maybe it's not 100.
Maybe
this
you guys,
relationship.
I think you're right. And to your point, too, I think maybe a relationship should be... You don't want to have... Like, I hate when my last relationship, I got to the point where I felt like I had to ask her.
Oh,
hey, I'm going to go do this. Or, like, just run it kind of by
that.
Her.
Just be... Well, I'll say this. Dana's my wife, and so I do... I don't... I feel like I ask her, but I do... Like, I clear it with the boss. Okay. I definitely clear it with the boss.
Same with me. I'm not just going to leave. I'm not going to leave, and you're just be like, what the hell's Dana? You know what I mean? But you don't have to ask me. You just say, hey, yo, somebody's in town. We're going to go do this. Okay. You know, and I had a
kind of tell her what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
So, and then she tells me if it's okay or not.
But time apart brings you closer. First of all, when you take time to do things that make you feel good, everybody around you feels good. We mentioned a little bit earlier, if you just turn the radio on, Anthony A. loves to throw out when Automatic takes his little DJ trips and goes out of town, he feels better. Our relationship is better. You're a witness to it in this room because
exactly.
We work together all the time.
I like to highlight the fact, Dana Cortez, that your husband getting away from you from time to time is best for our work environment.
Okay, anyway, we're going to move on to the next piece of advice. When you spend time away from your partner, it's not a sign that the relationship is struggling. It's a sign that you care for yourself and for the relationship and that you feel strongly about the partnership. You're not jealous. You're not frightened. Are they going to talk to somebody? If you're going to go talk to somebody behind my back, do it early in the relationship. Do me a favor. Let me know so I don't waste my time. If I have to constantly worry about my man, then I shouldn't be with that man.
Oh, you mean talk to somebody like cheat or something?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't. Okay.
Like, you know, I mean, why else would you not want this person to go out? Like, I can't trust myself. Well, then why are you... What?
Gotcha.
You can't trust yourself, man or woman.
Maybe you shouldn't be in a relationship.
Yes. You shouldn't live that way. You shouldn't live that way. And honestly, the best reason is that it makes you a happier person and your relationship benefits from it. I said this earlier. I lost my identity. I don't recognize the woman I was when I was living this way. I wasn't myself. I was doing everything in life for that person. So, of course, neither one of us was happy. It wasn't real. The relationship was just fake. Because I was pretending to be somebody that I wasn't. I'm happy now. I'm sometimes miserably happy. You know what I mean? We argue, we fight. But my husband loves me and I love him and I trust him. And it might have taken a long time to get here, but I'm here. So I hope you heed this advice. And you understand that if you're with somebody who's trying to control you or you are trying to control the situation, it's not beneficial to the relationship in the long term.
It's not healthy.
No, not at all. I'm posting the 3 reasons time apart brings you closer together on my social media. Tag whoever you think needs this advice at Dana Cortez on Instagram, Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. We'll be right back with more, y'all. Less than 5 from right now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All men have been faced with this difficult problem. When you're broadcasting live from the friend zone, is it better to try to power through and make her your girlfriend or just sit back and accept reality? Let's talk about it a little bit. Let's welcome you to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Yes, sir. The recap show of the Dana Cortez Show, minus DC. And today, during our What Guys Think Thursday topic, we were talking about the friend zone. We had a girl.
Nasty little place to be.
Dude, I wish that upon no man. And women don't even. Women don't know about the friend zone. Women don't get friend zoned.
Women get friend zoned, but it's not that often.
It's way different than when women get friend zoned. But what led us to talking about this caller who won tickets with us, and she was taking her platonic friend to the movies with her. That sounds like pure torture.
Well, it was her platonic friend that she had already been in a relationship with. He was literally reverse friend zoned. I don't even know how that happens.
That sucks. Because, dude, that's always the girl's like, oh my God, we can still be friends. We can still be friends. I don't want to be friends with you.
No. I'm gonna tell you how to break through the friend zone.
Is that so?
I'm a man that has broken the friend zone.
So when you're talking about breaking through the friend zone, do you mean breaking through and making her your girl? Or do you mean breaking through and getting over this whole friendship situation?
I'm saying breaking through and getting what you really want.
Okay. All right. Let's go. Keep that energy.
First thing you got to do, stop letting her use you. Stop being so accessible.
That's right.
When she calls or texts, you don't have to answer that right away. Why? Mm-hmm. There's no reason to.
You know what? Our grandfathers didn't even have to text at all, period. When your grandfather walked out the house, last time she talked to him was when he got home.
Remember that.
All right.
Next thing. Stop putting her on a pedestal. Oh, there's no reason for her to be up there. She's not giving you what you want. Mm-mm. She's your friend. How do you treat your other friends? You don't put them on a pedestal. You don't tell them how pretty they look. You don't tell them, oh, I wish you have a great day. Do you know what you tell them? Hey, bro, pass whatever.
Dude, if she ain't sending you courtesy nudes, don't even send her a good morning text or a good night text, all right?
Last, but definitely the most important thing.
What's that?
Relax.
Oh, okay.
Kick back.
Okay.
You don't need to be. Don't push up on her. Guess what? Desperation is the worst cologne you can wear.
It's
and when
musky.
When you are desperate, that is, you stink. But when you let a woman know, hey, I'm here. If you want to come get it, maybe you can. You know.
Okay. Don't ever look at me in the eye and tell me to come get it ever again, DJ Automatic. This is getting a little too close for my comfort. Let us know if you want to add to the list on how to break through the friend zone at Dana Cortez Show on IG.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.